The Dreaming Pearl by Dave Fox. Dean tightened the knot on the mainsail of his small sloop, squinting against the glare of the midday sun that danced mercilessly off the gentle waves. Beside him, his faithful dog Strider sat upright in the bow, tongue lolling out in a happy pant. The salty breeze ruffled his fur, carrying the scent of distant storms. Dean had a yearning for adventure that gnawed at him like a persistent itch. He'd been sailing these coastal waters since he was a child, but the familiar bays and inlets no longer held the same thrill. Today, he felt a restless energy, a premonition that things were about to change. "What do you say, boy?" he asked Strider, a mischievous grin splitting his face. "Ready to explore a little further today?" Strider barked in enthusiastic agreement, his tail thumping a rhythmic beat against the wooden deck. With a resolute tug, Dean pulled up the anchor, the sloop heeling slightly before tacking out into the open expanse of the cobalt blue sea. The village shrunk into a smear of colour against the verdant hills, cascading down to the rugged shoreline. A disquiet settled over Dean as the playful waves grew into rolling swells. Dark clouds, the colour of bruised grapes, gathered on the horizon with unsettling speed, obscuring the once brilliant sun. The playful breeze morphed into a howling tempest, whipping the waves into a frenzy. The sloop pitched and rolled violently, threatening to capsize with each cresting wave. Dean desperately tried to turn them around and head back for shore, but the shrieking winds had other plans. A tremendous blast of lightning split the sky, momentarily turning day into night. It connected the roiling thunderheads with the churning sea in a blinding display of raw power. Where the jagged bolt struck the water, something immense began to rise, a towering serpent-like creature with blazing eyes and scales that shimmered like polished obsidian. Dean clutched the tiller in a mixture of shock and awe. Strider, fur bristling, let out a series of furious barks at the monstrous sea serpent unfurling before them. The creature, easily 20, maybe 30 feet of solid muscle, flexed with each undulating movement. It opened its gaping maw, releasing a deafening roar that vibrated through Dean's bones and threatened to rupture his eardrums. Fear momentarily paralyzed him. But the primal instinct for survival kicked in. With a surge of adrenaline, Dean swung the sloop hard to starboard, barely avoiding the first strike of the serpent's powerful tail against the hull. Panic surged through him as he scrambled to pull frantically on the rigging, desperately struggling to keep the small craft from being capsized by the towering waves. The monstrous serpent attacked again and again, its relentless assault a battering ram against their tiny vessel. Splintered planks and torn canvas filled the air as Dean clung on with grim determination. His young face, etched with a resolve far beyond his years, mirrored the storm raging around them. Suddenly, a sickening crack resonated through the hull. Strider, thrown off balance by a particularly violent wave, yelped in surprise and tumbled overboard. "Strider!" Dean cried, his voice hoarse with terror. He watched in horror as his devoted companion, a brown speck amidst the churning whitecaps, struggled to stay afloat. Without a second thought, Dean grabbed a loose line and flung himself over the side of the sloop, the icy water stealing his breath in a gasp. The frigid sea lashed at him like a thousand knives as he fought to haul the flailing Strider back to the surface. Spume and debris filled Dean's mouth and lungs, nearly causing him to lose consciousness. But finally, miraculously, his numb hand grasped Strider's scruff. Just then, an immense shadow passed over them. Dean and Strider looked up into the gaping jaws of the sea monster descending upon them with snapping teeth. But before those merciless fangs could crush them, a thunderous explosion rocked the depths, throwing them both like rag dolls. A massive figure erupted from the maelstrom, broad shoulders straining against the turbulent sea. Dean's eyes struggled to make sense of the being before him, a powerful, weathered face etched with age, a thick beard and wild hair that flowed like seaweed in the current, and powerful arms that looked like the gnarled trunks of ancient trees. The being exuded a noble bearing, cloaked in the swirling currents. The creature commanded the violence to cease with a booming voice that rivaled the storm's fury. The sea monster froze mid-strike, and the winds stilled. Dean clung to Strider in awe as the being turned its piercing gaze upon them. Neptune, god of the sea, it proclaimed, its voice like the rumble of an ocean tempest. Why have you trespassed upon my domain, surface dweller? Dean's mouth went dry, but somehow he found the courage to speak. We meant no offense, mighty Neptune, Dean stammered, his voice barely a whisper above the lapping waves. We were just sailing until the storm. My realm is not to be entered lightly, child, Neptune bellowed, towering over them in all his immortal glory. You have awoken Uranabar, the ancient scourge of the depths. As if on cue, the sea serpent undulated hypnotically, its molten eyes fixing on Dean. Fear snaked through him, a cold fist tightening his chest. Please let us go, Dean pleaded, struggling against the forceful currents that threatened to pull them under. I'll never come back, I promise. What's this? A melodic female voice rang out like a crystal bell amidst the rumbling waves. Dean turned to see three ravishing mermaids materialize from the swirling waters, their shimmering tails flashing like iridescent fish scales with each powerful undulation. The boy is brave, Lord Neptune, one of the mermaids said, her voice like the gentle caress of the ocean breeze. And honest, he deserves mercy. He awoke Uranabar, Neptune said gruffly, his gaze unwavering from Dean. My kingdom cannot allow such transgressions unanswered. The mermaids exchanged glances, then turned their imploring eyes on Dean. One drifted closer, laying a delicate hand on his forearm below the water's surface. There is one way you can prove yourself worthy of our Lord's mercy, she said in a hushed, almost conspiratorial tone. The plains of Utrinia hold the power to bind any of the ancient ones, even mighty Uranabar. Dean looked at the mermaid incredulously. The plane of... I don't understand. The mermaid's eyes sparkled and she leaned in close, her warm breath like a fragrant ocean breeze caressing Dean's face. The plains are on the far side of the Drowned Mountain, beyond the Trench of Lost Souls. Go there and retrieve the Dreaming Pearl. With it you may bind even the most formidable of beings. And if you survive the trials... She trailed off, her voice laced with unspoken warnings. Neptune may allow your safe return. Before Dean could protest or ask questions, the mermaid had vanished, rejoining her sisters in a swift descent back into the swirling depths. Neptune fixed Dean with his piercing gaze, and suddenly Dean felt himself inexplicably rising through the sea, lifted on a powerful current. He gasped for air as his head broke the surface along with Strider, bobbing in a strange, shimmering cove. The steep sides of an ominous mountain rose from the lapping waters around them, the greenish submerged slope hinting at unimaginable depths below. Lightning still flashed in the distance, but the storm seemed to swirl in a perfect circle around the cove, held at bay by some unfathomable force. So I must find this pearl and bind the serpent, Dean said aloud to himself, confusion swirling in his mind like the storm clouds overhead. Strider, soaked but seemingly unfazed, shook the water from his fur. Just then, a figure emerged from the shadows at the edge of the cove, a wiry old man with a flowing mane of grey hair and a beard like tangled kelp dripping with seawater. You come seeking the Dreaming Pearl, young one? The old man's voice was surprisingly powerful, cutting through the sound of the distant storm. His eyes, the colour of deep sea green, held a knowing glint. Dean nodded guardedly, instinctively pulling Strider closer to him on the rocky shore. This strange turn of events filled him with a mix of apprehension and a flicker of hope. Very well, then, the old man said, his weathered lips creasing into a faint smile. I shall be your guide, for I am the warden of the Drowned Mountain. The warden, who introduced himself as Corvus, led Dean and Strider through a hidden pathway that snaked up the side of the Drowned Mountain. The climb was treacherous, the air heavy with the scent of salt and damp moss. Lush vegetation clung to the rocky slopes, the occasional flash of unseen birds, the only sound besides their own labored breathing. As they climbed, Corvus explained the history of the Dreaming Pearl. It is an artifact of immense power, he rasped, his voice catching in his throat at times. Forged from the dreams of the ocean itself, it holds the ability to trap the essence of any creature, even those as powerful as Uranabar. Dean listened intently a growing sense of responsibility settling in his stomach. He hadn't asked for this adventure, but now the fate of the entire sea, it seemed, rested on his shoulders. The climb took days. They battled howling winds that threatened to topple them from precarious ledges, navigated through fields of stinging nettles that left burning welts on their skin, and outsmarted territorial rock crabs with razor-sharp claws. Strider, surprisingly nimble and sure-footed, proved invaluable, sniffing out hidden dangers and providing much-needed companionship. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, they reached a plateau shrouded in an eerie mist. In the center, nestled amongst jagged obsidian rocks, lay a shimmering lagoon. Here, the air vibrated with an otherworldly energy, making Dean's hair stand on end. "The plains of Eutrania," Corvus announced, his voice laced with awe. "Here lies the Dreaming Pearl." The lagoon shimmered with an ethereal light, its surface reflecting the swirling mist above. As Dean hesitantly approached the water's edge, whispers seemed to emanate from the mist, weaving tales of forgotten times and unimaginable power. Suddenly, a shape emerged from the depths, a sleek, ethereal creature with iridescent scales and eyes that glowed like embers. It circled Dean cautiously, its every movement imbued with grace and otherworldly power. "You seek the pearl, young traveler?" The creature spoke in a voice that seemed to echo through both water and air. It was a voice both ancient and wise, imbued with the vastness of the ocean itself. Dean swallowed hard. "Yes," he managed, his voice barely a whisper. The creature regarded him for a long moment, then dipped its head towards the lagoon. "The pearl demands a sacrifice, a piece of yourself. Are you willing to pay the price?" Dean hesitated. Giving up a piece of himself felt terrifying, but the image of the monstrous Uranaba rising from the depths flickered in his mind. The safety of his village, the need to appease Neptune, all weighed heavily on his shoulders. With a deep breath, he nodded. "Yes, I am." The creature glided closer, its luminous form casting dancing reflections on the water's surface. It dipped its head once more, and as it did, a single luminescent pearl, the size of a robin's egg, pulsed to life at the bottom of the lagoon. But as Dean reached to retrieve it, the water around him churned violently. A colossal tentacle, thick as a mast and covered in barnacles, erupted from the depths, its tip aimed directly at him. "The Guardian!" Corvus cried, his voice a hoarse shout. "It awakens whenever the pearl is disturbed." Dean scrambled back, heart pounding in his chest. The ethereal creature let out a mournful cry and lunged at the tentacle, momentarily distracting the monstrous guardian. But the creature was clearly outmatched. Thinking fast, Dean grabbed a handful of smooth stones from the shore. With a surge of adrenaline, he launched them at the guardian's pulsating eye, aiming for the weak spot Corvus had mentioned earlier. One of the stones struck true, letting out a satisfying crack. The tentacle recoiled with a bellow, momentarily distracted. It was a small victory, but it bought them precious time. "Go!" Corvus yelled, shoving Dean towards the lagoon. "Get the pearl!" Dean hesitated. The creature, still battling the guardian, seemed on the verge of defeat, but Corvus's words echoed in his mind. With a final glance at the valiant creature, Dean lunged into the lagoon, the icy water stealing his breath. He dove deep, the luminescent glow of the pearl his only guide. Just as he reached for it, a searing pain ripped through his arm. A monstrous toothy maw clamped down on his leg, dragging him deeper into the murky depths. Panic surged through him, but he clung onto the pearl with a death grip. Just then, a blinding light erupted from the pearl, engulfing him in its warmth. The creature shrieked, releasing him and disappearing into the darkness. Exhausted but alive, Dean surfaced. He treaded water, his gaze scanning the horizon. In the distance, the shimmering cove materialized, a beacon of hope amidst the vast expanse of the sea. With a newfound determination, he began the long swim back. The weight of the pearl, a constant reminder of the ordeal he had just endured. Gasping for air, he sputtered and coughed as he clung to a jagged rock at the lagoon's edge. The world spun, the celestial dance of the mist above blurring in his vision. His arm throbbed with a dull ache, two puncture wounds marking the spot where the guardian's maw had clamped down. He looked down at the pearl in his hand, its luminescence pulsing faintly. Relief washed over him, a wave so powerful it nearly toppled him over. He had the pearl. He had survived. But the victory tasted hollow. The ethereal creature, his unlikely ally, lay still on the lagoon floor, its shimmering form fading with each passing moment. A pang of guilt stabbed at Dean's heart. He had taken the pearl, and a life had been extinguished in its place. Corvus materialized beside him, his face etched with concern. "You are hurt, young one," he said, his voice gruff with worry. Dean nodded, his throat raw. "I'm okay," he rasped, his voice barely a whisper. "But the creature..." Corvus's expression softened. "It is the fate of the Guardian," he explained sadly, "to protect the pearl at all costs." Grief threatened to overwhelm Dean, but he forced it down. He had a responsibility, a promise to keep. With a newfound determination, he rose to his feet, using Corvus as support. "We need to get back," he said, his voice gaining strength. "Back to Neptune." The descent down the drowned mountain was a blur. Dean, fueled by adrenaline and a burning desire to return home, pushed himself beyond his limits. Corvus, ever vigilant, kept a watchful eye, offering support and words of encouragement when needed. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, they reached the shimmering cove. Neptune, still imposing and awe-inspiring, awaited them. "You have returned, surface dweller," he boomed, his voice echoing across the water. "And you bear the pearl?" Dean held out the pearl, its soft glow illuminating his trembling hand. "Yes, mighty Neptune," he said, his voice hoarse but steady. "We have it." Neptune's gaze narrowed as he studied the pearl. A flicker of something that might have been respect passed through his eyes. With a flick of his wrist, he summoned the monstrous sea serpent, Uranabar. The creature slithered closer, its molten eyes fixed on Dean. "Do you possess the will to bind the beast, young one?" Neptune challenged. Dean took a deep breath, the memory of the creature's relentless attacks, the fear it instilled in him still fresh in his mind. Yet the image of his village, the faces of his loved ones, fueled his resolve. "Yes," he declared, his voice ringing with newfound confidence. Following Corvus's whispered instructions, Dean focused his will on the pearl, channeling his experiences, the fear, the determination, the sacrifice. The pearl pulsed in response, a warm light engulfing him and then spreading outwards in a wave of shimmering energy. Uranabar recoiled with a deafening shriek, thrashing violently as the energy enveloped it. The light intensified, momentarily blinding Dean. When he opened his eyes, the monstrous serpent was gone, replaced by a swirling vortex of energy that pulsed faintly at the center of the cove. Silence descended, broken only by the lapping of waves against the rocky shore. Neptune regarded Dean with a newfound respect. "You've proven yourself worthy, surface dweller," he rumbled. "The beast is bound, its power contained within the pearl. You may return to your world." Relief flooded Dean. He had faced his fears, conquered seemingly insurmountable odds, and emerged victorious. He had not only saved his village, but also earned the respect of a god. With a grateful nod to Neptune and a heartfelt farewell to Corvus, Dean stepped through a shimmering portal that materialized beside him. He emerged on the familiar shores of his cove, the scent of pine and salt air filling his senses. Strider, who had been anxiously pacing the beach, barked excitedly and rushed to greet him. Dean knelt down, burying his face in the dog's fur. He had never felt so grateful for his loyal companion. Looking around, he saw the villagers gathered on the beach, their faces etched with worry and relief. As they rushed towards him, a wave of emotion washed over him. He was home. News of Dean's adventure spread like wildfire. He became a local legend, the boy who braved the depths and returned victorious. But Dean knew the truth. The bravest act wasn't facing the sea serpent. It was the sacrifice he made at the lagoon, the piece of himself he surrendered for the pearl. He never forgot the ethereal creature, the guardian who gave its life for him. He never forgot the weight of the pearl in his hand, a constant reminder of his ordeal and the bittersweet victory. It rested on a leather cord around his neck, hidden beneath his shirt. Though Neptune claimed the beast's power was contained, Dean felt a faint hum against his skin whenever he held the pearl, a subtle echo of the creature's life force. Life returned to a semblance of normalcy. Dean continued his sailing, but now with a newfound respect for the power that lurked beneath the waves. He sailed further out, yes, but with a cautious edge, a healthy dose of fear tempering his adventurous spirit. One night, under a sky ablaze with stars, Dean sat by the campfire, Strider nestled at his feet. The rhythmic lapping of waves against the shore acted as a lullaby, yet sleep eluded him. He fingered the pearl beneath his shirt, the sensation reigniting a memory. In his dream, he found himself back at the plains of Utrinia. The ethereal creature shimmered faintly, its form less vibrant than before. Yet its eyes held a sense of peace, a flicker of recognition towards Dean. "You did well, young one," a voice whispered in his mind, as clear as the sound of waves. "The balance is restored." Dean woke with a gasp, the warmth of the dream lingering on his skin. He looked at the pearl, its faint luminescence a comfort in the darkness. He understood now. The pearl wasn't just a prison, it was a vessel, a bridge between worlds. The creature's essence, bound to the pearl, now acted as a guardian spirit, forever tethered to the plains of Utrinia, forever watchful. A newfound purpose bloomed within Dean. He wouldn't just be a sailor who braved the depths. He would be the keeper of the pearl, the bridge between the surface and the unknown, forever vigilant, forever bound to the guardian's memory. The next morning, under the watchful gaze of the rising sun, Dean announced his decision to the village. He would become their protector, not just from earthly threats, but from the unseen dangers that lurked beneath the waves. He would be their bridge to the guardian, a symbol of the delicate balance between man and nature. The villagers, touched by his tale and newfound resolve, readily accepted him. And so, Dean, the once carefree sailor, became a legend of a different kind. The boy who not only conquered the sea, but also learned to coexist with its power, forever marked by his journey and forever bound to the guardian of the dreaming pearl.